Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
So today we're talking about the moon as we start to wind down our journey through the major arcana. If you like the lessons that we have been speaking about so far, marrying music with the tarot, please subscribe to this podcast, Rock and Soul Tarot. I also have a YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot, where I do mini lessons similar to what we're doing here, but they're 2-3 minute videos. I also do the same on my Instagram, Orlando0616. Now, when the moon comes up, it usually gets associated with deception, but I think with the moon, sometimes what gets lost is perception, because a lot of times we carry emotional baggage with us that sour the way we might see the world, sour the way we might see a situation. And we take with us into a current situation a lot of pain and baggage from the past that might not have anything to do with the person we're dealing with or the thing that we're dealing with. But we've been hurt inside or conditioned to think certain ways. I think of a Candlebox song called Sometimes, where the chorus says, "We change directions, we watch the tides, and we borrow too much. Form restrictions, we form lines, and we separate you from me. Sometimes we carry more weight than we own." And a lot of times in situations where the moon comes up, we're jaded, we're angry, we're hurt. And we're approaching a new situation that might not have anything to do with why we're hurt or jaded or angry, but we're still going to come at the new situation with the energy of the old. And with the moon, sometimes we're just not seeing what we're supposed to see. You think of the song Brilliant Disguise by Bruce Springsteen. Now, that song came out in 1987. Bruce was clearly infatuated with his backup singer on stage, Patty, the redhead. She shook the tambourine. They had amazing chemistry. You saw that there was a spark. The problem was Bruce was married to somebody else at the time. The entire Tunnel of Love album dealt with him having a go with himself about the struggle of dealing with unfaithfulness and having feelings he wasn't supposed to have. And in the song Brilliant Disguise, that really kind of captures what the moon is telling us when it comes up in a reading. In the second verse, Bruce, he starts to talk and question what's going on. Now, a lot of times, even before I read tarot, a friend of mine would come to me and say, "I think so-and-so is cheating." And my first thought, well, you know, in the last, "Do you think so?" My first thought is, if you're asking, they probably are. But then you start to hear the sort of panic in their voice. And a lot of times when somebody is accusing someone else of infidelity, they might be doing it themselves. And the anger is really paranoia, because they know what they might be doing to someone, and now all of a sudden they're fearful that it might happen to them. It's a guilt, it's a paranoia. And Bruce says in Brilliant Disguise, "I heard somebody call your name from underneath our willow. I saw something tucked in shame underneath your pillow, and I tried so hard, baby, but I just can't see what a woman like you is doing with a man like me." So there's a lot going on there. You know, he's a little bit paranoid that she's cheating on him. He seems to already be on the situation, and then he's questioning the whole thing, like he's justifying it. Well, I might be doing this, but I don't know what you're doing with me anyway, and I could have swore I heard a voice calling your name. So there's a lot of conflict, and when the moon comes up, it's usually because of deception, but the way we're looking at things now, there's a bridge to brilliant disguise. And when you go to a psychic, what are you going there for? Advice, healing, some sort of guidance. Now, you have trust in these people. And when the moon comes up, the final verse of what Bruce says in Brilliant Disguise really comes into play. Now, you play the loving woman, I'll play the faithful man, but just don't look too close into the palm of my hand. We stood at the altar. The gypsy swore our future was right, but come the wee wee hours, maybe, baby, the gypsy lied. So now things are crumbling down and you're looking to blame anyone. It's got to be something else. I put faith in the reader. The reader said it was true. How could this be? Because you or somebody else is not being truthful with themselves or another party involved in this situation, and that's causing the problem. What Bruce says at the end of Brilliant Disguise, tonight our bed is cold, lost in the darkness of our love. God have mercy of the man who doubts what he's sure of. You know, when the moon comes up, you might have a reason to lie to yourself, but the truth is always going to emerge. The truth is always going to set you free, even if you want to remain chained. When the moon comes up in a reading, something's going on that's not honest, but most of the time we know that. The biggest deception that we ever go through in life is usually with ourselves, trying to force our way through something that we don't want to be in, but we don't necessarily know how to get out of or fix. So we pile on the lies until it gets to be overwhelming, overbearing, and you're doing things to quell the pain or the uncomfortableness of the situation, and you wind up in a big mess. That's the moon in Rock and Roll Tarot. If you enjoyed this lesson, please subscribe to Rock and Soul Tarot. Please join my Instagram, Orlando0616, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot. I am starting to do some one-card tarot pulls. I am starting to do some more readings. If you are interested, please reach out to me on Instagram, Orlando0616, and we'll talk soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck, goodbye, be safe.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.